This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. USAA Homeowners Insurance not only helps you cover your home, it also helps you cover your budget, lower your premium in a number of ways, like saving up to 10% when you bundle home and auto insurance, saving up to 15% if you've been claims-free for 5 years, regardless of your previous insurance provider, and scoring even more deals and discounts on things like home security, moving, and storage with the USAA Perks program. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
I don't know who you are, but I do know what you need. I can tell you, I know some gentlemen with a very particular set of skills. Skills they have attained over a long career of studying tape and statistics. Skills they want to share to make you a nightmare for the rest of your league. Head over to www.ultimatedraftkit.com and order it right now. You will be prepared for your draft. Your league will be frightened of you. And you will kill them.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in.
It's football time, boys. I just checked.
Okay.
I wasn't sure. Little bit of football today.
I'll take it.
It's just one game.
I thought I was going to get a, when you started, I thought it was going to be
mock draft time. It was. And then I was like, oh crap, is it mock draft and football time? Which it is.
It's mock football time.
Yeah.
Which is really what this is. Preseason is mock football.
How many games tonight, Mike?
Just the one. We got the Cleveland Browns at the Philadelphia Eagles, and I am very much enjoying that they have the records of the team.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
So the Cleveland Browns coming in at a cool 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles are 0-1.
My mom, at when I saw her, she's like, she wanted to talk Cardinals preseason victory.
They did have a huge comeback win over
the Broncos. And I was like, yeah, you probably saw more of that than I did. But welcome in one and all mock draft episode. I'm going to make a prediction. I think this will be maybe the most entertaining and informative mock draft of the offseason. So we've got a mayhem mock draft today.
It's a battle of the turns.
The 101 and the 112. You two will be drafting head to head. I will be scattering some bombs throughout the draft for you to navigate, much like, you know, league mates will do in your actual drafts. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So the big story this week, last chance to enter to win the ultimate draft kit for life. Our giveaway concludes on Friday. We have a live stream that ends at 6:30 Eastern. So that'll be the deadline. You enter by going to ultimatedraftkit.com and picking up the ultimate draft kit by Friday. And so those of you that have already supported the show and purchased that, not only do you have the best resource possible for your draft on the desktop, on mobile, we have an app for the UDK, but you also are entered to win the UDK for life. We're also going to give away a signed Derrick Henry jersey and some more swag, a signed T. Higgins mini helmet. And the winner, like I said, will be announced at the end of that live stream. We'll be live on YouTube, Twitch. We'll be live on X.
Can you still do that?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
You thought they might have shut that down?
Who knows what they're doing?
I'm going to call it Twitter.
Great.
For a little while until Google changes the thing where, like, if you search on Google right now, it'll say something topics on Twitter.
Say, did you mean Twitter?
Yeah. And then
of course I did.
It'll Google. Be everywhere. So you can tune in there, ultimatedraftkit.com, to get involved. The Dynasty podcast.
Yeah.
It released a new episode yesterday morning.
It was, and it was the inaugural Nasty Boys of Summer episode.
Deep, deep, deep where, cuts. Look,
that's what Dynasty... That's the part that brings me more joy than any other part of the Dynasty football or fantasy format is finding those guys. They're just a little bit nasty, but they might be on the waiver and you can pick them up and somehow they turn into a starter for you for a couple weeks. And
I believe last year, Mike, you and I won a championship.
We did.
Hit that button.
With Jarrett Patterson in our lineup.
No, well, last year was Hassan Haskins.
Ah!
Hit that button again for Hassan.
But the great thing is sometimes a nasty boy like Juwan Johnson.
Oh, that's a nasty boy.
You pick him up and all of a sudden you're like, well, I apparently have a tight end one on my team now. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that is it's what it's all about. And there's nothing quite like the satisfaction of investing in a nasty boy and having it pay off over the long term.
That's like, what I'm telling you. It is the greatest feeling.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of them. And check that out, the Dynasty podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. Let's hop into the news.
News and notes from around the league. Presented by USAA Insurance.
All right, this is significant. Joe Mixon found not guilty of aggravating menacing.
Okay.
And so that is completely dealt with in the court of law. There will not be any further ramifications for Joe Mixon, who I think is a screaming value this year. He is the best running back by a lot on a Super Bowl caliber team who will catch a ton of passes with the absence of Samaje Perine. Already did last year, for what it's worth.
He will have massive opportunity.
So that's good news for those of you with Joe Mixon on the roster. Jonathan Taylor left camp again, this time for a personal reason. His absence is excused, not related to contract, according to the Colts reporter Stephen Holder. But we have yet to feel comfortable with Jonathan Taylor this offseason.
It's bad vibes.
Treylon Burks, LCL sprain during practice.
That's great news.
Yeah,
because if you saw the video and you know, when the way he went down, you just worried, okay, this could easily be an ACL tear and his season could be over. It looks like he's going to, you know, need 2 to 4 weeks to recover. Maybe he's not there for week one, but he's not missing the season.
It is not my favorite thing to have, you know, had happen for a guy that has dealt repeatedly with injury. Last year's rookie season could have been much better, obviously, if it had not been disrupted a couple of times. Breece Hall, still dealing with occasional knee soreness. Still wonders if he can make certain cuts.
Makes sense.
Matthew Betts, our injury expert, said it's normal at this point in the recovery. But it's also, I think, something we expected for the first half of the season, that there was going to be... look, that's half the battle with these major injuries, is player confidence in doing what they used to do. The margin of error at the NFL level to be a successful running back, it's so small, right? Like, it's... You know, there's a lot of guys that make the NFL as running backs, and they never really get snaps, and they never make teams, and they never contribute because they're just a little bit worse than the elite of the elite. So getting that confidence back, that's going to take some time. It's why they brought in Dalvin Cook, and, you know, it adds to the fuel that maybe Breece Hall is a second-half winner like he was projected to be last year at this time of the year.
Yeah, the season kicks off here in a couple weeks. If right now he's still dealing with some soreness and, you know, has a little bit of the mental hiccups on being able to cut, you can guarantee that they are not going to just open him up for full force football here come week one. That's just, it's not, there's no chance that that happens, especially with Dalvin Cook there. So when you draft Breece Hall, you need to know that you're not starting him week one. You probably aren't starting him until week three, at least.
Jordan Addison in the concussion protocol could return as early as Monday. Won't be in the preseason game.
Okay.
Which is a bummer because, you know, you like to see the rookies play just to have them on display. He had a good first
and
game.
More than likely. I mean, with the new preseason structure, It would surprise me a little bit if they put him into week three. It feels like teams just preseason week three, which is now the final preseason week, they just are like, okay, clear the bench. If you're not going to make the team, just go out there and put some tape out.
Russell Gage, we got the word. It was a season-ending injury, yes. Ruptured right patellar tendon.
That's super unfortunate for Russell Gage. How old is Russell at this point? I'm trying to pull it up real quick. He is 27 and a half. That's a devastating knee injury to have to come back from at his age. It could be the end.
Trey Palmer was a sixth-round rookie wide receiver on that roster. If you're looking for a nasty boy in Dynasty, and then Cade Otton, I think, will be the biggest beneficiary. I already kind of like Cade Otton as a sleeper, second-year tight end on a team that, you know.
Jason refuses.
I have refused.
And then
I've tried to talk him into Cade Otton so many times.
You know, it's Mike Evans and it's Chris Godwin, mm-hmm, that are going to soak up targets, both having great camps, both ready to rumble with what looks to be Baker Mayfield after he has created separation between him and Kyle Trask. Couple of Lions wide receiver injury updates. Jameson Williams, hamstring injury. He will not be part of the preseason. It doesn't. Everybody's reacting very strongly to this. I guess I'm not, because I know he's got six extra weeks to recover.
It's not about the recovery for me. It's about a player who missed most of last year. Then when he was on the field, he got just a handful of targets. He ended the year with one total reception. He wasn't a full-time player by any stretch, but this is a first-round wide receiver who by the end of the year is playing, you know, 25% of the snaps, but in the time on the field, he got nine targets. He caught one of them. Granted, that one was a 41-yard house call, so that's great. But the fact that he has his six-week suspension and now he can't practice with the team on trying to, while they're trying to install the offense right now, and then he has to be removed from the team, it makes the idea of picking him up around week four or week five, like, when will he really be ready? Like, are you going to be confident to just plug him right in week seven? And at this point, I would say no.
I'd imagine he's going to hit a bunch of waiver wires in week two or three when people see his name at the end of drafts, want to take him, then realize, I need roster spots and I can't put him on IR, and they're going to just let him go. And so, yeah, you're going to need to pay attention, but you're right. I mean, confidence is not going to be the word associated with that addition. Upside will be.
Sure.
But not confidence. Amon-Ra St. Brown, likely back on the field between sometime this week or next week. Small ankle injury, should be okay. Davante Adams says he is ready to go.
All right.
He's back at practice. Dolphins left tackle Terron Armstead carted off with a right leg injury.
Not good. This is a very, very good tackle. And if you look at the performance on the field with and without Terron Armstead, it is pretty wide. Why don't you share those numbers?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Rich Rebar tweeted out when he was on the field, Miami quarterbacks were pressured on just 28.4% of dropbacks. With him off the field, that climbed to 46.5%. Sack rate more than doubled.
46.5%. That is not a sustainable rate for quarterback health.
No, especially if your quarterback is Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
So that is...
Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, not good. That was today's News and Notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance. You guys ready for this?
Oh, I don't think so.
Can we be ready for this?
No, you can't.
The Fantasy Footballers Mock Draft.
Well, this is going to be fun. We got a mock draft mayhem episode looking at a baller's preferred format draft, 12-team half PPR, one quarterback, two running back, two wide receiver, one tight end, one flex, four bench spots. I'm going to have the power.
I got the power.
You're going to have to react. And very interestingly, it's going to be a whole bunch of back-to-back picks on today's show. So quick reminder, Jason's at the 101, Mike's at the 112. Do not lock your pick in until you get permission from me, because you got back-to-back picks.
Yes, sir.
You got back-to-back picks. I can't have any funny business going on because I've got three mayhems to use on each of you, the ability to veto a pick, making you choose again, and we are adding the wrinkle of when you choose again, because I veto your pick, it has to be another position. Cannot be the same position.
Oh, well, how nice for you. You get that new rule. I didn't get that rule.
No, you didn't.
Ridiculous.
The second one is I can replace a pick with a player of my choice. You won't like it. And the third one, I will give the power. I'll bestow the power to your competitor.
Okay.
I'll give them the ability to make your pick for you. And we'll kick this thing off, Jason. You are the... You're the man that starts this draft. You're at the 101.
Yeah, right now
give me the pick.
The 101 is going to be the 101 is usually Justin Jefferson in most formats. I think it's if you wanted to go Chase, if you want to go Christian McCaffrey, there's a couple different good options at the 101. For me, if this was a full PPR, if this was a three wide receiver, it would be an easy Justin Jefferson. Since it's two wide receiver, two running back, and a flex, it's half PPR. I'm going to take the positional scarcity of Christian McCaffrey if I have permission, which of course I do, because right now it's all good options here, right?
Correct. Yes. You can start the draft with the expected selection of a stud, Christian McCaffrey off the board, followed by Chase and Jefferson. Then Eckler, Barkley, Kelsey, Tyreek Hill at 107. Like that value. Cooper Kupp at 108. Like that value. If I could guarantee those two players at 7 and 8, that would be my preferred draft spot yeah. in most drafts. Bijan, who lives to be drafted at 109 these days, is taken there. And then Stephon Diggs and Davante Adams before Mike is on the clock at 112 with two picks here. So it's time to make your choices, Mike. Have you mocked at the turn here?
I not like this, where I feel like I'm being pushed into a very high T start and just going double-double on these running backs, because left on the board is my – look, I have Derrick Henry at number two, and he is on the board. I got it's a toss-up between Tony Pollard and Nick Chubb. I have Pollard technically at five and Nick Chubb at six, but these guys are within just a mere fraction of each other. And I've been taking Tony Pollard a lot in the mock draft, so I'm actually going to switch it up just a bit to see if, you know, I want to see what the team looks like at the end. So I'll give you both my picks here would be Derrick Henry and Nicholas Chubb.
Wow. A delicious combo of running backs that I will allow you to select.
All right.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm going to give the respect to King Henry the Yeti, and then I will take Nick Chubb in this. What a second-round pick. What a loser.
The amount of touches between those two players that you guarantee for that roster.
The amount of fragility and risk with those two players.
I don't know. Is there really risk?
Yes, there definitely is.
I don't know. I don't know if there's risk. I mean, I feel like you essentially nullify the Henry risk with the Chubb selection in a lot of ways. But so Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, A.J. Brown goes next. CeeDee Lamb, Jonathan Taylor, Garrett Wilson, a couple of quarterbacks.
I feel like I need to do like some push-ups real quick or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just... The testosterone is coursing.
Dan Campbell would be
coursing through my body.
Patrick Mahomes goes at 206. Amon-Ra St. Brown at 207. Josh Jacobs at 208. Josh Allen at 209. And then Waddle and Stevenson. So, Jason, you are back on the clock.
I am back.
Oh, come on.
What are you upset about?
Nothing.
Clearly.
Yeah, right.
all right. Right now I've got Christian McCaffrey. I'm looking at the wide receiver position, and I really do like one of them better than the rest. So if I could have my selection here, I would take Christopher Olave.
Is that the reaction that you were providing, Mike?
It's one of them.
It's one of them.
there's many problems with this current scenario.
Yeah, you're not going to tease what you would do with 301 yet?
Oh, no. No, I thought Mike was so dumb to say both of his picks together.
Mayhem.
In that case, I'm going to use my first mayhem, and I'm going to hand the pick over to Mike, the fantasy hitman. You're going to get one guy that you want here, probably.
Okay.
But I don't know if you're going to get two.
All right. Well,
so Mike, you get the opportunity to disrupt a roster that starts with Christian McCaffrey. All right. I don't know how you do that, but we're going to find out.
There's not a whole lot I can do. I can just kind of disrupt Jason's plan, or at least what my plan would have been if I were Jason, because I love the Chris Olave pick right there. Just a young wide receiver who is on the precipice of a massive breakout.
And he would be his wide receiver one. I mean, they would be leaning on Olave to be the guy.
But I'm going to give you a wide receiver one who's technically a wide receiver two. I'm going to give you T. Higgins.
Okay.
Wide receiver 1B for the Cincinnati Bengals, setting you up. You'll see what I have done here for this next pick.
All right. Since I am on the clock, I guess Chris Olave is still there.
Yep.
So I would select Christopher Olave.
Go for it.
Oh, all right.
Go for it.
Perfect.
All right.
Because all I didn't want was you to hit that turn with Christian McCaffrey.
And Tony Pollard.
And go Chris Olave and Tony Pollard.
That is.
My skin would have just burst off of my body in rage.
They're just flesh everywhere.
It is 100% what I would have done.
Yeah,
those were the two players.
Because that's the move
that I would have taken. And man, do I like the 101 if the draft can fall like that.
That was the true no, is Tony Pollard fell to the edge of round two.
He was in consideration for you, right?
Yes.
At the turn.
Absolutely he was.
So that was your cry into the night.
These stupid auto-gen picks.
Yeah. So Higgins and Olave, wide receiver. One of those a mayhem selection. Disrupting your Tony Pollard. I mean, you could have taken Pollard. That would have been a...
So here's what happened, just to walk people through it. When I got to my pick and saw Tony Pollard, that's who I wanted. But to play the game, I brought up Christopher Olave first.
Right.
So that then there was a chance, you know, I could get Pollard. But then after talking up Christopher Olave, realizing I wanted him, I'm like, huh, he's still there and I could take him. So, I mean, there's really no downside with either one of those players.
All right. Well, you have McCaffrey, Higgins, and Olave to start this draft. And Pollard and Najee Harris go next. Interesting spot for both those guys. Mark Andrews at 304, Jalen Hurts at 305, then Devontae Smith, his teammate, Breece Hall, Lamar Jackson, Jimmy or Gibbs, full T for Team 9 with Bijan, Taylor, and Gibbs. Joe Burrow goes next. You got five quarterbacks off the board at this point. And then Travis Etienne, a player I think we're going to be talking a lot about over the next couple of weeks. He goes next. Mike, you are on the clock at the 312 and the 401.
I am up. Travis Etienne going a spot before me was just a full blessing for this team, because I know the scheming would have certainly started for Jason's brain. The risk of taking the two running backs, while I have two very high-level running backs, and I'm happy with that start, but the wide receivers left for that true wide receiver one range, DK Metcalf, Andy, I'm sure you're very comfortable with him as a number one. I am not so much. Kind of the same for Debo. So it feels like Keenan Allen might be the pick there. But then I go back over to the running back position, and he was mentioned in the news that this case was dropped. He's still inside the top 10 of my running back rankings. And Joe Mixon would be my pick right here.
Joe Mixon, the selection. I'm going to let you take that player.
All right.
I'll let you take Joe Mixon.
Nice.
That's fine. Let's build up a disaster
here. You're going to have the most tea of all time.
And you've
Keenan Allen would be my next pick.
And that's not happening.
That's fine.
Mayhem.
That's fine.
What's actually interesting here, and I'm going to take the pick. This is going to be my selection in this draft, because I see something here. I see, you know, you're going through this draft, you're through three rounds, you see Allen and Mahomes and Hurts and Jackson and Burrow go off the board. And look, you're at the turn.
Uh-huh.
You got a long wait.
I do.
But you love a couple of Justins in this draft.
I do.
And even though you've got no wide receivers on this roster yet, I think you want to be out ahead of this quarterback situation.
I do.
And
of course I do.
Of course you do. So I think you're going to take Justin Herbert.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and select Justin Herbert, Mike. That is your pick here.
You've got to be so excited that that wasn't a running back given to you here.
I kind of figured the mayhem was coming, and I was expecting the other position, which I would have taken Justin Fields. So going Herbert over Fields is not the best for me. Oh, this feels this is not an ideal build.
Henry, Chubb, Mixon, Herbert.
Oh, come on.
But we've got lots of rounds left for you fix it, Mike.
Yeah.
So, you've got to navigate that. Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, and Calvin Ridley go next. I think all three of those players, myself, I think are values in the fourth round. Kenneth Walker, who took first team reps finally back at practice.
I have.
Goes at 405.
Where are you guys at with Kenneth Walker right now? I've moved him up a little bit. At least a few spots of.
I noticed we actually both moved Charbonnet down a little bit.
Yeah, even with the injury, I mean, he's back on the field now. I don't think he's in full practice just yet. I could be incorrect about that. But the drumbeat out of Seattle is still Kenneth Walker's the guy. He was right back to first for the running back team drills. And more and more, he has his inefficiencies, certainly. The goal line is a big concern, but I think he's going to be the primary guy.
I certainly think he's going to start that way and feeling pretty good about it as well. So Walker goes at 405. We're going to take a quick break and come back with the rest of the draft.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Some things may seem small at the time, but when you keep them inside, when you keep everything bottled up, you leave those emotions to fester, and they can have some serious negative consequences. I know when I was younger, you know, you don't want to always say what's on your mind. You don't want to be seen as ungrateful or insensitive or whatever, but sometimes you bottle those things up too long, and they develop into real problems. Talking things out, working through what's weighing you down, it is more helpful than you realize. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I've had therapy. I've had practical, personal advances through therapy, whether I'm learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries personally, how to make better habits in my life. There's a lot of benefit, and you can give BetterHelp a try if you've been thinking of starting therapy. It's entirely online. It's convenient and flexible. It's also easy to get started. You just fill out one brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When you're a homeowner in the military community, peace of mind is priority. And USAA Homeowners Insurance is the award-winning service to give you just that. If you have to file a claim, the process is transparent and easy. You can do it all right in the USAA app. And replacement cost coverage comes standard. That means damaged items are repaired or replaced, even if they cost more today than they did when you bought them, which could put your wallet at ease to tap the banner or visit USAA.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
All right, Mike's team, Henry, Chubb, Mixon, Herbert, fourth round continues. Hockenson goes at 406. Keenan drops to 407, then Amari Cooper at 408. Aaron Jones, Justin Fields.
Yeah, that one was so tough. I really wanted him to make it to me, but two picks too early.
And then Miles Sanders at 411. Jason, you are on the clock. You've got back-to-back picks.
Yeah, I'm going to look at taking a player that I think Mike and I both really believe in, really like. I'm not sure you like him as much, Andy, so if I'm allowed to take this pick, since I've got Christian McCaffrey and two wide receivers, I'd be looking at J.K. Dobbins, who is also back to practice and looks healthy and spry.
Now, that would be Dobbins ahead of Madison and Cameron Akers and Damian Pierce and James Conner.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you make that pick?
All right, I will.
Now,
a benevolent master of mayhem over here.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath, Mike. We're entering the fifth round. And,
do I even need to say who I would pick?
Yes, you do.
We got a little.
That's the rules.
Well, no, you don't.
What?
Surprise. Oh. It's Deucer Mayhem time.
What?
Oh, my gosh. The light. There's a full light
There's
show?
There's a whole light show going on. Wow.
All right. So we have
What was that?
A bit of a surprise here. We've got Deucer Mayhem. They are chuckling back in Deucer's Alley. And guess what, gentlemen? They own the fifth round. They own the fifth round for your teams.
Wait,
they're making both your picks this round.
I just wanted to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
I got mayhemed into Justin Herbert to go with my high T team.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also get this one.
That's right.
Uh-huh. That is correct.
You love to see it.
The Deucers have control now.
Cool.
Brooks, Al, Kyle, who's in charge of these picks?
It's a group effort, but I'm going to make the announcement. We've got the perfect pick for Jason.
Oh, baby.
It's right up with his ADP, and it's just too perfect. Jason is selecting George Kittle here.
Okay. That makes sense. I've bodied him. Look, he's a great player. He'll have a couple big games, but not a guy I want to take at the at his ADP. So
go ahead and take him. You got to make the pick. You got to click the button yourself. George Kittle of 501, congratulations.
Thanks.
The Deucers hitting hard with their first Deucers Mayhem. Judy, Pierce, Hopkins, London, Lawrence, McLaurin at 507, like that. DJ Moore, Christian Watson, Cameron Akers, Alexander Mattison. And the Deucers, they wield their power yet again here at the end of the fifth round for Mike's Henry, Chubb, Mixon, and Herbert team. I hope you've had enough time to consider. I'm seeing big nodding from Al Borland. Well, Mike looks like a man who had his lunch money stolen.
Same thing. A perfect player fell right here to Mike, and Mike's going to go with DeAndre Swift here.
Oh, yes!
You just didn't even draft me a player. You drafted, like, look, I guess everyone needs that one player to drop after week one.
Oh, my.
DeAndre Swift?
At
goodness.
ADP here, that's right.
At
where he's
ADP.
Going, which, to be fair, is a terrible ADP for him.
I feel like
no
that
one
is,
should be drafting DeAndre Swift right now in the fifth round.
I think what they did, the Deucers Mayhem, was disconnecting Mike's internet so he got auto-drafted. That's what I think just happened on that pick.
No, they want my draft to look like a deuce. This is terrible.
Well, let's see how you piece this together, Mike. We are going to be benevolent. You've got this pick.
I get to take the pick?
You get to take this pick.
Perfect. Tyler Lockett.
That
is an easy auto selection for me.
You took him over Godwin at Hollywood.
Yeah.
Tyler Lockett, the 601 in the draft.
The king of wide receiver 15.
I feel like they drafted a retired player for you. With DeAndre Swift. Like, Jason has to be thrilled with Kittle right now.
Kittle is so good.
Kittle is usable.
Well, what I know about Kittle is he is definitely going to be a major part of the team and
yes.
the offense. DeAndre Swift, I mean, there's still an outcome where he does do the Miles Sanders role. I just don't think any of us think that's going to happen.
I think pass catching is in the cards.
The
end of sentence.
Yeah, the problem with DeAndre Swift is, like, I'll even give that to you, Jason. Of like somehow they're like DeAndre Swift is our most talented running back, and he's going to be the Miles Sanders. Sure, in the range of outcomes, that would be really low probability. But who knows what the Eagles are thinking right now? But on the other side of something that is a probability is DeAndre Swift plays like 8 snaps a game, going in the fifth round.
Yeah, he was slightly ahead of where he's going on sleeper by 3 picks, but it was a shock. It was rude.
It was great.
How does it feel to have wielded some power?
Yeah, that's what you get, Brooks.
It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah. We're going to have a conversation after the show.
I have a question of clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want Swift?
What?
I'll trade him to you right now for this pick.
No, thank you.
What, dude, 6'12" for the 5'12"?
It's
just straight up.
Usually that would be a good deal. Was the Deucers Mayhem an
I think that
additional?
Was an additional.
So now you still have...
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we get
it's not
four.
In lieu of.
All right. Okay.
It just gives me more room to meander down the back of this draft.
Next year, when I'm in charge...
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I'm making the whole draft. Every round is mayhem.
You know the rules. When we've had mayhem drafts before, we tried to build up.
Okay.
You have George Kittle, one of the teammates of your first pick, Christian McCaffrey. So you have the option. You could go some more 49ers here, Jason, but you are on the clock. Higgins, Olave, Dobbins, McCaffrey, and Kittle. I'm not certain. I know Mike's been dealt a difficult hand, but Henry Chubb Mixon with Lockett as the wide receiver one is really, and Herbert on the rock, that is not a bad team, even if you delete a fifth-round pick in DeAndre Swift.
I would agree with you.
I mean, would I rather have Henry Chubb and Mixon or McCaffrey, Dobbins, and a running back here? I mean, I think I like the Henry Chubb and Mixon
side. Well, yeah, those, but those were my first three picks. That wasn't my fourth and my sixth rounder.
Well, go ahead and make the selection, Jason. Who do you got?
Am I allowed to make the selection?
What's your process?
Right now I'm looking at – so the quarterback position is pretty much scooped up. As soon as Trevor Lawrence goes, that's where I usually wait for a while. I've started targeting Anthony Richardson as kind of the guy I want late. I'm also staring at right now, if I were to take a quarterback, it would be Deshaun Watson, someone I haven't drafted anywhere yet, but I can see – an outcome where it is positive for him fantasy-wise. But I would probably be, at this point, not looking at a quarterback. I'd be looking at a wide receiver. And if I'm staring down the options there, it would probably be Mike Williams would be my selection.
Go for it.
Okay.
Mike Williams, your pick here to stack with Olave and Higgins. You have Dobbins and CMC, and you got George Kittle. And then you're going to have a long wait after this pick. So
remind me what mayhems are left. Mike has made the selection. The Deucers have. So you have two left?
I can pick your player for you, or I can make you switch positions.
Okay. What kind of game do I want to play here?
Play the truth. Who would you pick?
I'm not playing the truth. I'm playing.
You got to give good advice.
Who I would pick?
Yeah, act like I'm not even here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then
just in a vacuum.
All right. I will look at taking Deshaun Watson because I haven't had him yet. Pair him with George Kittle, a player I haven't drafted yet, and try a different team. May I select that?
Mayhem. Yeah, you got duped.
Yes.
I knew he didn't want Watson.
No. Yes. I'll go ahead and make the selection for you.
Deshaun Watson.
I'm going to go with I could do that, huh?
Yeah, yes, you make the rules here.
Wait, he fist pumped.
He did celebrate. Like he
Deshaun Watson is. Take him.
Oh my gosh.
I just changed your pick into your pick.
Oh my good. What mayhem.
Select him.
Okay.
I'm pretty happy with that.
That is
you put
funny.
Your hand in the mousetrap.
Yeah, you did. You got the cheese, but
so the ironic part is
I really did want him.
Well, he was in consideration. It wasn't like a complete anti Watson pick, but I really wanted a running back here. And when I was on the clock, I would have taken James Cook. So I was hoping that you made me redo the pick, and I didn't want to select the running back because then I would have to go to a different position.
Honestly, my pick for you was going to be Brandon Ayuk, so you had a former guy and a triple 49er, but I like what happened a lot more.
All right.
So Dak goes right after Deshaun Watson is added to your roster. I like Deshaun Watson. I mean, I think he's going to be a good fantasy player this year.
Sure.
Pacheco goes next, then Ayuk goes. Dalvin Cook, 705, could be a good early season value.
Yeah, it could be a good pick.
We just talked about the injury and the slower recovery timeline. Montgomery, Gibson, and James Cook. So the brothers go four picks apart. Michael Pittman, Pity City at 709. A.J. Dillon, Deontay Johnson.
Mm.
And then the hitman back on the clock here.
Deontay Johnson would have been fantastic as one of these
edge
picks.
What a value.
But something good has happened to my team, at least in my opinion. Michael Evans has dropped to to the 7-12, and like,
wow.
I mean, mayhem aside, you know, looking at the team with the three running backs at the beginning, the forced pick of another running back, like I don't even care at this point about there's sleeper running backs, value running backs.
You're basically punting that position at this point.
I have to for my build. So Mike Evans would be my first pick here.
Okay, you can take that player.
Okay, so
that's
not the worst. That's not the worst thing that could have happened. Tyler Lockett and Mike Evans as my wide receiver one and two.
That's amazing value, those two guys there. I know I have been less bullish on Mike Evans. I'm not as confident that, you know, as some people in him, but if you're getting Mike Evans at the 7-8 turn, that's not where he belongs.
Yeah, I mean, that this is happening consistently, and it happened in the on the team where you guys mayhemed me into a bunch of running backs.
Right.
Mike Evans ends up being the guy that sneaks through, and again, a round and a half later than Chris Godwin, has had an outstanding camp, love the pick.
Your team's actually all right, Mike. Just
we're
imagine
turning it around.
Imagine if you had a fifth-round pick.
I know. That would have been crazy.
Mike, you are on the clock yet again.
All right, again.
Tell us your thought process.
So it's for the people laying it out. If this were my team, I'm still in the wide receiver area. Highest on the ADP, we got Jackson Smith and Jigba, who if I hadn't drafted Tyler Lockett and I only had two, like if I had more wide receivers, maybe I could be talked into doubling up on the Seahawks. I don't really want to do that. George Pickens of the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's gotten good consistent buzz out of training camp, but I'm not really bought in. I think that Deontay Johnson and Freiermuth will be the targets for them, and Pickens will be okay. Jordan Addison in the concussion protocol could have the breakout of the rookie, but that gets me to the guy who I would be targeting, which I'm sure I won't be able to make this pick, but I would be selecting Jahan Dotson, second-year wide receiver from the Washington Commanders, who I think that there is a chance that if we get some good quarterback play, which that's very up in the air, that I think both Terry McLaurin and Dotson are going to be good picks and beat their ADP. Yep. Okay. Mayhem. All right.
Well, Jason was just complimenting your team.
Yes, he
and
was.
And how it's been pieced together. So why don't I just give him the pick?
Okay. Let me look real quick at the running back position.
Good Lord.
You know what? You gave me T. Higgins instead of Chris Olave.
I gave you a great player.
And so I'm going to do you a solid, and I'm going to give you a different player that will actually help your build. I'm going to switch away from
Dotson,
and I'm going to give you a player that I really like, and I think he's perfect for your roster. I'm going to give you Jordan Addison.
Okay. All right. I accept.
You chose one of the players that he mentioned that he was looking at?
Yeah.
You felt like he was benevolent with the T. Higgins.
He was nice to me, and honestly, I want this experiment to work. I really like how his team is.
You're rooting for my team now.
I am. The Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Joe Mixon, Justin Herbert start. When you go into the fifth round without a wide receiver,
oh, man,
that seems impossible. And then you delete your fifth round, it's over. But this has actually turned out. Tyler Lockett, Mike Evans, and Jordan Addison going in the sixth, seventh, and eighth round, that's pretty nice.
We've learned along the way the true mayhem is kindness.
All right, so you end up with Lockett, Evans, Addison as your three wideouts.
Okay.
We have 12 wideouts out of the last 13 picks.
Thank goodness I got one.
They just deleted Pickens.
I would have perished.
Yeah, if I gave you another running back, you would have been toast.
Pickens, Smith and Jigba, and then Ingram breaks the streak, and then Dotson, Quentin Johnston, Burks, Cooks, Thomas, Babe Davis.
I was really hoping Babe Davis got to me.
And Kadarius Toney. Jason, you are back on the clock with Watson at quarterback, Kittle, Dobbins and McCaffrey at running back, and then three wideouts with Higgins, Olave, and Williams.
Yeah, given that I've only got the two running backs, I'm looking at that position right now. I would be selecting Khalil Herbert, mm-hmm. who I think at the 8-9 turn is just, he's a really good value. It looks like he's locked into the starting role. I think he'll play the David Montgomery role, and he's succeeded in the past. So that would be my pick if I am allowed to select it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and take Khalil Herbert. I can't stop you from getting him here because you're at the turn.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, you guys, you're worried about the extra mayhem we have, but you got these back-to-back picks. There's a lot of gamesmanship going on now. You were going to get Herbert no matter what because I only got one mayhem left.
Yeah, no, you played it well. And honestly, I'll just say who I would definitely pick here. I've been rising more and more, which is funny because I started early this offseason high. I had Zay Flowers listed as the leader of that depth chart from the beginning. And as time went on, I got a little bit more and more afraid, but he's just been...
He looks great.
He's just the sweetness out there. Yeah. His routes are like, if the camera is zoomed in on him, he leaves the frame. The cameraman is like, where'd he go? Imagine being a defender.
Yeah, the cameraman's on inside coverage, and he yeah. can't yeah. he can't make
he's
it outside.
He's blocking the slant.
Look, he's a great player, but you ain't getting a pick.
Mayhem.
I would have taken Zay Flowers too, Jay.
Yeah. Which means I cannot take a wide receiver.
That's correct. You need to pivot. You get the choice. You can pivot. I'm using my final mayhem on you, which is, no, I'm basically just slapping the nope on there, and you have to switch to another spot. So you got to take a, you know, you already got a tight end. You already got a quarterback.
Yeah, so I'm going to look at the running back position because I've got Christian McCaffrey, Dobbins, and Herbert. I feel like I can explore here a little bit, maybe go off of ADP and get a little bit more wild. I was going to take Devon Achane because, you know, I really like him. But actually looking at this and thinking about the situations where you've got little bitty baby boy, Devon Achane, I'm going to go with the player that Mike and I were just so madly, madly in love with. Until he landed as a backup. I'm going to take Zach Charbonnet. I would never take Achane above Charbonnet. So
interesting.
I'll add him to my roster.
Well, Rashad Penny, how he has fallen in drafts at 902. You went Herbert, Charbonnet, Freiermuth, and Njoku, Tua, Richardson, Cousins, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Aaron Rodgers, Brian Robinson, and Devon Achane. Mike, I know exactly.
How many mayhems do you have left?
I think I only have one left for Mike.
Yes.
I think you.
Yes.
I can't believe it happened.
Zay Flowers, baby.
I mean, just.
Yes. Yes.
No.
You know what?
Yes.
I should have just made him take him with the next pick just for punitive. I mean, you got Zay Flowers a round after Jason.
Yes.
You go ahead. You got one more. You got one
no,
more
I'm
pick.
Done, man. I'm
no,
good.
You don't want the last
I'm
two
good.
Picks?
Yeah, I'm logging out.
Lockett, Evans, Addison, Flowers. Would you be pretty good going into the draft with that?
What, where we started and where we have ended are two very different places. I'm not sure my heart is strong enough for that.
If DeAndre Swift was available here in the 10th round, would you take him?
No. He's on my DND list. Do not draft. All right. So I have two picks left.
You need to pick up a tight end.
I do need to pick
and
up.
And I could really leave you with none.
I do need to pick up a tight end here. And yeah.
So wait, just playing this out. Let's say you don't use your mayhem here. Then next round, does Mike have to try to not draft the tight end so that
you
use the mayhem, he can have a tight end, but then you can
guarantee
it.
But then I can just not use the mayhem.
Oh, how wonderful.
Who's your pick?
I'm looking at the tight end position here. It's we are down into sleeper territory.
Higbee, Laporta, Schultz, Kincaid. Dalton Schultz has had zero mention this offseason.
I just saw a little bit today that he is kind of been the most reliable player for the Texans pass catchers, which is not saying a whole lot with, I mean, Tank Dell has been getting some highlight reels every once in a while. If I had to take a tight end from this group, oh my gosh, it is not great. But if it really were my pick, it's way off of the ADP radar. I would take Fergalicious. I would take Jake Ferguson right here. Okay.
Mayhem.
I'll spare you the drama of the final round. So we'll have you select. You'll have to wait. The last pick in the draft will be your tight end.
Yes,
and it will probably still be Fergalicious.
It probably will be. But go ahead and make a different selection here as we finish this.
All right. So I'm into the wide receivers. Oh gosh.
Are you into the wide receivers?
No, I'm not into who's here.
Well, not into, but I mean, like, are you considering another running back? If Swift is a deletion, then you have three running backs, but that's it.
Yeah, but I have three high level running backs to the point of I don't. Everyone who's left on the board is just. Well, I guess
Cortland Sutton is.
That's what I was gonna say. Is I don't know if I have the strength to do it, but Cortland Sutton.
has... Did you ever cast your lot into another, like, go Rashad Bateman and hope that because
just
you
double wait, up on the Ravens?
You waited so long for wide receiver, you just picked the right one there?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I would want to do that. I don't think it's a terrible strategy at this point of the draft, but I'm not looking to do that. If I took a running back here, it would be Tank Bigsby, the backup, quote unquote, backup for the Jacksonville Jaguars, where he's been getting a lot of good reports as well. And the usages of preseason game one was maybe telling that I think he took one snap with the starters, but of the rookie backup running backs, guys weren't doing that. And Tank Bigsby did that, and it was a third and short. And then they went to Tank Bigsby instead of Travis Etienne. I wonder if that's the team kind of tipping their hand that Tank will be the short yardage, maybe the goal line running back. So that's interesting to me, but I would take Cortland Sutton right here. Or I guess I get to make my pick.
Yeah, you get to choose it.
I've been with the Cortland Sutton buzz going around, coming out of camp. I'm sure you've seen it on Twitter. I've been telling the guys, if Cortland Sutton is good this year, the range of emotions I will feel will be like
extreme.
I'll be joy that the player who I thought was good is actually good, furious that he was a my guy last year and now he's actually good this year, rage, despair, some happiness.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I'll be all over.
We've had a history of our post-hype my guys delivering. Cooper
post-hype my guy.
I mean, Cooper Kupp was a my guy the year before he had one of the greatest seasons in NFL history.
This is why everyone should be drafting Gabe Davis this year.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going. Curse. Because it's the post.
Post-hype my guy. Yeah. What's funny about Sutton is that, you know, if he's great, then you were right about him a year late.
Right.
But
it's still not helpful.
But then you're mad about it.
Yes.
If he's bad again, then are you happy? Because
I'm ecstatic.
Okay. Jason, let's make some final picks here. Two final selections before we get into best ball breakdown.
Two final selections. I'm looking at the wide receiver position. You really did ruin my roster by taking away Zay Flowers. And
oh boy, well, at least Mike didn't. Oh, he did get him.
Oh man,
yeah, that
I can't believe he fell.
That was pretty crazy. I was hoping Elijah
Moore,
he was
number one in ADP at that point.
Yeah
I was hoping Elijah Moore would fall to me to stack with Deshaun Watson. He did not. I don't love the wide receivers on the board, but I based on my team having only T. Higgins, Chris Olave, and Mike Williams, I have to get wide receivers. So I'm looking at I'm gonna select Allen Robinson, Allen Lazard.
No. Did you guys hear that?
There is no.
Let me go ahead and set
Allen Lazard.
Oh my god!
I'm drafting Allen Lazard, and before you can log in and change this, I'm grabbing Van Jefferson.
Oh my!
I was in the middle of wondering if you had a mayhem left, and Allen Robinson's dirty name came out of my
mouth.
Honestly,
if you want to add a new mayhem, it should be the Allen Robinson. It's just that pick, it becomes Allen Robinson. Mm. Wow. All right. You acted quick enough. Allen Lazard, Van Jefferson as late round sleepers. Mike, final pick, Jake Ferguson off the board.
I love the Van Jefferson pick in the 11th, by the way.
Thank you.
I think Robinson would have been better there. why don't you guys read back your rosters? You've right. survived.
Yeah, sure.
The most intense mayhem draft we have ever had.
I've got at quarterback Deshaun Watson. Tight end is George Kittle. At running back, Christian McCaffrey, J.K. Dobbins, Khalil Herbert, and Zach Charbonnet. At wide receiver, T. Higgins, Chris Olave, Mike Williams, Allen Lazard, and Van Jefferson.
At running back, I have Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Joe Mixon. That's it. At the wide receiver position, I do have DeAndre Swift technically on my roster. Wide receiver, Tyler Lockett, Mike Evans, Jordan Addison, Zay Flowers, Cortland Sutton. My quarterback is the luscious locks of Justin Herbert. And then Jake Fergalicious is my complete punt at the tight end position.
Best Ball Breakdown, presented by Underdog Fantasy.
All right, every week this offseason, we've been jumping into Best Ball Breakdown with Underdog Fantasy and looking at some of the, you know, strategies, tips, tricks, approaches to best ball leagues. And they've been a lot of fun this offseason. Today, it's a simple topic. Name a player that you want to draft in best ball, but not in redraft leagues. Best ball, if you're unfamiliar, you're going to be getting the best players from your roster as the players that get scored each week. You don't have to make start-sit decisions. So players with high volatility, upside, but disappear at times, maybe low pass reception volume, things like that, that make big plays. The name that always came into mind for me in years past was the DeSean Jackson-type player.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a player in particular this year that you are all over in best ball and not touching in redraft?
No, I wouldn't say I'm not touching him in redraft, but I would certainly reach for him higher in best ball because I think he's so valuable there. Ironically, in today's mock draft, I did draft this player. It's Mike Williams. I think that, you know, the Chargers offense, I want pieces of. But for you know, best ball where you need those monster weeks, you need super high upside. Like Keenan Allen, I prefer Keenan Allen over Mike Williams. But not in best ball. In best ball, I want someone that can go out there and drop a 30-burger at the wide receiver position. That's what Mike Williams could do. And the player I want the most in best ball is your answer, Andy.
Yeah, and it's in the same category. It's Babe Davis, Gabriel Davis of the Buffalo Bills, wide receiver. You know, he was a disappointment in redraft leagues last year, fourth, fifth-round draft cost, but really wasn't that bad in best ball leagues. I mean, he had some huge performances. He added more points on average despite only 48 receptions last year. That was the disappointment in redraft. It wasn't more involved. But, you know, you were able to use 74% of his fantasy points in best ball. And he missed week 17 because they had the game canceled. So he is the perfect target. He had the playoff extravaganza. He had the 98-yard touchdown, I think, against Pittsburgh. He is a big play receiver who's had a great camp that, you know, we talked about it. If anything is going to come true, it's the fact that Jason named him a year too early.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Ayuk. And so, you know, Gabe the Babe, I think he's a great redraft player. And I wouldn't say I would not draft him in redraft, but the cost would have to be very, very low.
All right, I'll jump in because I have another Buffalo Bill. It's tight end, rookie tight end Dalton Kincaid. Because, and that's why, because look, I've been in fantasy football. I mean, we're heading into our ninth season, really diving in, and rookie tight ends, just the historically, they are such bad bets for redraft because rookie tight ends just don't produce. But unfortunately for Dalton Kincaid, for us, for fantasy, Dalton Kincaid is so alluring of. He was the first round pick. Did the Bills trade up for?
Yes.
They traded up for Dalton Kincaid. That's another input of how much a team really wants to get a player. They don't want to take a chance that they're not going to get him. The comps coming out are ridiculous. The
training camp's been great.
The training camp has been great. The snap numbers were already very interesting from their first week. And I'm scared to go for redraft because of knowing what the investment means that I have to take him. I probably have to ride it out for a couple weeks, see if he's actually going to turn into anything. And then more than likely, I'm going to have to go to the waiver wire or make a trade and fill my tight end position that way. But if in best ball, you're going to take multiple tight ends. So you get at least a little bit of exposure to what if he is the one outlier, because
you get
outliers
athletic
do
upside.
Happen. Yes.
Yeah. And we say, I mean, look, let's just be honest here. Rookie wide receivers make contributions all the time.
Yeah.
Dalton Kincaid, yes, he's categorically a rookie tight end, but the odds are he's going to be running routes the majority of the time. If he's on the field, Gabe Davis inconsistent, no Isaiah McKenzie, Cole Beasley is gone. Khalil Shakir has been, everything I've read at camp, and I've read a few things, has been fine.
It's been Deontay Hardy who's getting the
buzz. Yeah, he's getting opportunities, which is a name people should know about. So if
he was mentioned as a nasty boy yesterday,
you know, if you pretend Dalton Kincaid's drafted as a slot wide receiver, then that category changes.
It does.
So and Kyle Pitts had 1,000 receiving yards as a rookie. It wasn't a fun ride, but in basketball, I get the argument.
I totally see the argument, and obviously much better in basketball than in redraft. My issue is on Underdog, he's the tight end 11. It's just like,
yeah, but
that's fair. It's just, I feel like he's too hot.
Yeah, I mean, like someone like Juwan Johnson, who maybe you don't like the fact that the New Orleans Saints have Juwan Johnson and they have Foster Moreau and they have Taysom Hill and now they have Jimmy Graham on the goal line. But guess what? Like Juwan Johnson is showing out at camp, and I'll just take all his good games and none of his bad ones in best ball. So, all right, those are some ideas for you. That was Best Ball Breakdown presented by Underdog Fantasy. Get your first deposit matched up to $100 using the code BALLERS. One final reminder, get in there today. UltimateDraftKit.com for an opportunity to win the UDK for life and some sweet autograph swag from Derrick Henry and T. Higgins. UltimateDraftKit.com, giving it away tomorrow. Don't miss it. We'll be live tomorrow afternoon. Got a great My Guys episode.
Oh man.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's tomorrow. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.